Welcome one and all. Once more, we're going to have our weekly fix of classical music here on Raglan Community Radio, 98.1 FM. My name's Tony, and here for the next hour and a half. So it's just a nice way to chill into your new week. It seems like spring's just around the corner. Beautiful day today, wasn't it? So good, have hot sunshine on your back. Another great Broga session from Patty, thank you. Core strength tonight. Oh. So what we're going to do tonight, I thought we could celebrate nationalistic music tonight. So over the past centuries, we've had some fairly famous composers produce some unique sounds associated with their countries. So we'll start off with this.
Thank you.
Well, very Russian. That was Dance of the Nights from Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet opera, Opus 64. Right, next up, we've got Leos Janáček. And he composed many pieces of music, throughout his life, but nothing of any great consequence. Maybe it was partly due to his job, because he was teaching in a monastery. So anyway, late in life, he decided to break free, and he left Prague. No, he left for Prague, that's right. And it was about 62 when his opera, Jennifer, was performed by the Prague National Opera. And it was with through great reviews. Suddenly, he became famous. So he's now in his mid-60s, having tried to write music all the way through. So there was now just no stopping him. Next 12 years of his life, he wrote some amazing pieces, really good scores. And it's sort of like the Raglan Ramblers will often say, it's never too late to start. So that he called On an Overground Path. And from Czechoslovakia, we move across now to the States. And Aaron Copland. Now, his parents were Russian Jews who emigrated to America. And their name originally was Kaplan. This is good for the pub quiz, I think. Anyway, but it was misspelt by the immigration authorities. So they've been doing same sort of thing all the way through. And Copland it became. Thank you. the Appalachian Spring. That was Aaron Copland, who used to be Kaplan, but say it was misspelt. So from the USA, we're going to move across now to Finland. So this is the Classical Trap on Ragland Community Radio 98.1 FM, doing tonight a nationalistic theme all the way through. So, yeah, this is Jean Sibelius. Now, he was studying at uni to become a lawyer, apparently, and he made friends with an Italian composer called Busoni. And this Busoni guy introduced him to Brahms, and he suddenly realised a career in music could be a lot more fun than law.
Bye. This is the all-new Plastic Free Classical Trap Show.
So that was the Finlandia, and this is Serenade for Strings from Dvorak.
Thank you.
Antonin Dvorak. We'll be right back.
Looking for a conference room for your next get-together? Raglan Holiday Park's Hui Room is a modern facility that caters for up to 35 people. And with large screen, bathroom facilities and a full kitchen, it's perfect for team building, meetings, events and more. The Hui Room is only a few metres from the beach, which is great for extra activities, and accommodation is available for anyone coming from out of town. We do great discounted rates for locals too, so give us a call on 825 8283 today.
Starting a landscaping project or just need ideas? Come and see us at Raglan Landscape Supplies. We have all the landscaping products you need, from stones to sleepers, sand to bark, drainage meters to builder's mix, pavers to compost. We even have a plant nursery. We deliver to your door. We have free customer loan trailers. We also hire out a post-hole borer, a concrete mixer, compactor and water blaster.
Please check out our website, www.reglandlandscapesupplies.co.nz.
We are at 140 Tomato Road. Look for the big green wheelbarrow or ring 825 0577.
Raglan Community Radio would like to thank Carver Designer Toys for their support.
Nico!
Carver Designer Toys are unique, fun wooden toys handcrafted for children to enjoy, non-toxic and eco-friendly, ranging from outdoor adventure playgrounds to kids' furniture to kit-set dinosaurs to trainer bikes. Carver Designer Toys will last years and years. Carver Designer Toys, now operating this side of the Divvy on State Highway 23 by the Waingaro turnoff.
Yeah, so, sorry if the ads are a bit loud to start with there. Thing is, with classical music, you have to actually turn it up a bit because I don't know why, they just seem to record a bit softer than heavy metal or whatever. So anyway, welcome back. This is The Classical Trap. My name's Tony, and tonight I thought we'd do a nationalistic flavour. So we're just running through some of these famous composers that did a lot of nationalistic compositions. We're going to go across now to the USA. Gershwin began writing Tin Pan Alley and jazz compositions to make his way in the world and pay the bills. And then as time went by, his music sort of got into more depth, and he started to really get into classical in a big way. And he sort of wrote this piece, which is absolute classic. So it's sort of reasonable length of time, but just get into it. Just sit back, relax to Rhapsody in Blue from George Gershwin. Here we go. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
hope you enjoyed that. That was George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue in its entirety.
Thank you.
God, powerful stuff tonight, isn't it? So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Classical Trap. And this is Tony from Raglan Community Radio, 98.1 FM. And we're playing through some pretty interesting nationalistic music, I think, of all sorts of composers that have got a particular flavour from their particular countries. And if you want to get in touch, as always, you can always email me through at theclassicaltrap@gmail.com. And that was Modest Mussorgsky's Pictures of an Exhibition. And next up, we've got Bartok. Now, he loved Hungarian folk music. And he teamed up, apparently, with a guy called Kodaly, which you may have heard of as well. And around 1905, apparently, they studied folk music in depth from many countries, including his own.
Thank you.
Is he gone? The very distinctive sound of Béla Bartók. That was his string quartet, number 4 in C major.
Tony's Classical Trap Show every Monday, 7.30 till 9, and repeated on Thursdays, 4.30 till 6.
Right, so welcome back. You're listening to the Classical Trap, and this is our celebration of nationalistic music tonight. And you just heard Edvard Grieg's Piano Concerto in A Minor. Beautiful piece. So, now, let's have some of our very own. Let's have Gillian Whitehead, born here in Kirikiriroa in 1941. She's of Maori descent, Ngāi Tarangi descent. Her Maori heritage has been quite an important influence, apparently, in her compositions. And this piece is called Lullaby for Matthew.
Thank you.
Harry Janos, Opus 15. And that was Zoltán Kodály. And as I said before, Kodály and Bartók were pretty good mates. And they started studying a lot of folk music from different countries. So next up, we've got some Stravinsky from this is the Firebird Suite.
Thank you.
excerpt from the Firebird Suite, Igor Stravinsky. So we're coming towards the end, and I hope you've enjoyed some of the nationalistic music we've been playing tonight. Been great to have your company as always. If you want to get in touch, you can always email through theclassicaltrap@gmail.com. My name's Tony. This is The Classical Trap on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 FM. And I'm going to leave you with a guy called Bedrich Smetana. And he had a bit of a rough time, really, because he was born partially deaf, wanted to write music, suffered from tinnitus all the way through his life, and he sort of ended up completely, totally deaf, a bit like Beethoven, I suppose. But he wrote some absolutely amazing pieces, and this last piece I'm going to play tonight is called Marvelous, and I hope you enjoy it, but I think it's really, really good. So hopefully we'll do it all again next Monday. So have a great week. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Hopefully we'll be around next week to enjoy a bit more classical. So till then, see you.